And that's true. Manchester City are in fact shit. And that is in fact a fact. I don't know. I have all four mics on. I probably shouldn't. So
I'm going to sit here.
Sit there.
I'm going to sit here.
And let me see what's going on. Linda, talk now.
Hello.
Talk, Linda.
I'm talking.
Okay, Jay, talk.
Yeah, no, I'm having a good time.
Oh, we're having a good time. We're having a good time. This is Point of Order. And we started ourselves off with some chanting. And you have to understand why we did this, because it's very important. I want you to understand something right now.
Oh. Dead air?
Yeah, I want you to understand it. Good.
And you can all fuck off. You can all fuck off. You understand? In the Premier League, you can all just fuck off.
Where
and
are you
if
yeah.
Guala, what?
Where are you in the table?
I don't know yet because I'm still recording the second
well,
half of the match.
I think you're in six regardless.
I don't know if Christian Torres is listening. Guala, if you're listening, it took you 80 minutes to score against West Bromwich Albion, my friend. And it was Diego Costa. I have him on my fantasy team, so I thank him for that. But it took you 80 minutes to score. I mean, Mkhitaryan in the first half, what a fucking delicious goal.
Oh, so you know what's going on in the game.
I only know the first half.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch the second half at all.
Arsenal won yesterday
against...
Temporarily at the top of the table.
Until Chelsea...
decided to be a dickhead and win again.
Yeah, Chelsea made a choice. Chelsea made a choice and beat West Bromwich Albion, who were playing amazing defense... For most of that game, their defense is pretty impeccable. I got you a cappuccino when it's over there.
And oh,
you got
thank
yourself
you.
A cappuccino.
You I, didn't know if you'd two, remi- I didn't know if you'd remember.
I remembered. And yeah. you now have two Chino.
That's excellent.
You now have two Chino. And did you go to Bushwick Public House?
I did.
It's not the best cappuccino in the world.
No, but I have money for you this time.
Oh, thank you so much. There's money.
I always say I'll bring cash and I never
Speaking
do.
Speaking of money.
Whose shirt am I putting this down?
Speaking of money. Listen, I know we know the Radio Free Brooklyn fundraiser was last night. The party... Steve, who is no longer with us on this show, he had his going away party last night, so we had to attend that. We hope it was very fun. Gigi Nix down the street, thank you for hosting. I saw the pictures, looked like a lot of fun. I'm sorry we could not make it, but let's get into it. Let's start right now with the New York Knicks. And if you're not happy, if you're not excited about the New York Knicks, then you're not breathing, my friends. The New York Knickerbockers, what they did against the Kings, I know, they eked it out. They eked it out. And Melo missed two clutch free throws at the end, which would have put it away. And DeMarcus Cousins almost hit a 73-foot three-pointer to tie the game. It rimmed out. But the way this team is playing, like a cohesive unit, and they're doing it without Derrick Rose, that was the second game he missed with the hinky back spasm.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to miss the next game, they said. He's going to start. He's going to start against the Lakers tonight.
Hinky back spasm?
Hinky back spasm.
That's not good.
It's a back spasm.
I think he needs a better nutritionist.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It really, really all does come from that, it seems like.
We're
so,
all fucked in that case.
Well, yeah, I don't have a nutritionist. My nutritionist is Joe and John's Pizza on Myrtle Avenue. So,
great upside down pie.
Oh, what a great upside down pie.
This team is probably one of the most exciting Knick teams we've ever gotten to watch.
Yeah, this is a good time.
Joakim Noah,
he played better the last two games. I give him credit for the last two games. Overall, though, I do agree with you. He needs to step up his game. Maybe there is no more stepping up.
Yeah, maybe this is it. 4 years, maybe.
Well, but you also got to look at it like this, right? The NBA salary and the collective bargaining agreement is so ridiculous. I mean, you had guys like Costa Kufos getting $15.5 million.
Yeah,
so Matthew Dellavedova got $11 million a year.
Sure.
I mean, that's kooky talk.
Well, Mike Conley, all that money.
Is it six to eight weeks or six to eight months?
6 to 8 years.
Yeah. I'm so glad the Knicks didn't do that. I mean, we
wanted it though.
We all wanted it very badly,
and
but
yet to confirm, Derrick Rose did participate fully
in practice. Good. Okay, so he'll be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's always one of those we'll see moments.
Sure.
But
this guy, well, his whole career has been, well,
except for the first,
he's day to day with injury.
Except for the first 2 years. Sure. I mean, the first 2 years when he was the rookie of the year and the MVP in the same year. That's only
it's
been done
good.
One other time. And I think it was Hakeem the Dream, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you God, can look if only that, we had somebody on stats.
We could look that up. You don't even know. We're in a radio station doing the radio, and you're not listening to the to
the radio.
The radio, essentially.
Again,
who is the
news about Derrick Rose?
The union. The union.
Yeah, the union member. The statistician union is calling your name. We're gonna bump you down to $350 an hour. You'll be a waiter pretty soon.
I'm supposed to get paid.
Uh-oh. I let the secret out. No. The answer is no.
The thing about this team is that they really have a lot of weapons.
And they have a lot of fight in them, too.
Well, and so what's been good so far is that when one guy's been off, the other guy's been good. Like, yeah. Porzingis has not been lighting it up like he was.
Right, right.
But, you know, Melo's been – is this his best season as a Knick, you think?
I think in terms of – not in terms of production because his points are down.
Sure.
But in terms of being an all-around player, facilitator, rebounder – yeah, I think this is his best year. I think it's a lot of fun to watch him, too, now really step into it. And I was reading – we'll get into the comments with Phil Jackson and him in a second. But I was reading those comments, you know, the threads on ESPN. Everyone hates Carmelo Anthony. America hates him. Loser, never win, never have this, never have that. It's and there was one Knicks fan who made absolute sense when he said, okay – Look at everything he's had in his career. Guy won a national championship at Syracuse. The guy guy's won numerous gold medals at the Olympics. The guy is possibly, arguably, the best scorer of his generation. Best fallback maybe ever in the history of the NBA. He learned how to be a less selfish player this year, and people are criticizing him for that. When everybody was saying he was a ball hog. He's been a ball hog the last three nights because there's been no Derrick Rose. He's held the ball longer. He's taken more shots. Porzingis is in a little bit of a funk right now. I mean, he's dunking. He's doing getting rebounds. But his shot's a little bit off. He's taken rushed three-pointers. Brandon Jennings, chucker.
Why is he chucker?
Chucker.
He's always going to be a chucker.
Horrible.
J.R. Smith light.
With less accuracy, if possible. And I just think that everybody that's really just hating on this guy, and you have to come to the realization that, boy, he's the 34th best scorer in NBA history. He's going to be down to like 26th at the end of this season. He'll probably get into the top 20, if not the top 15 in his career. What is the guy? I mean, yeah.
What do win you a want title, from this guy?
Win a title. Right.
Right.
That's Phil Jackson's job, too.
Agreed.
Now, that's totally Phil agreed. Jackson's and job, too, now. And with 12, with what, 13-9 or 13-10, something to that effect? I mean, it's a process. I know, Nick fans, I understand. It's been a 15-year process. But that's because you had so many bad head coaches. We're not 10-9. We are not 10-9.
Am I looking at the wrong date?
Yeah, we're not 10-9. There's no way we're only one game above 500. We're either two or three above 500.
Yeah, no, that's 13
wrong. 13 and
10. Thank you.
I did an update.
Yeah.
Well.
So, a lot of things.
We're going to have a conversation about her performance after this show.
There's an evaluate. He's an HR man, don't you know?
Evaluate this performance.
There's an evaluation coming. There's a paper and everything.
Performance management.
Yeah. But
go ahead.
You just have to let it happen now. And I know the rebuild mode is still happening.
Well, here's my question. Good night. Here's my question to you. Can one great player carry a team in the NBA?
You need
no commentary. Yes or no first.
I'm going with no.
LeBron. Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. No. Because LeBron needed more in Cleveland the first time to get it done.
Fair.
Jordan needed it.
Jordan, yeah. Jordan couldn't get past the Pistons those years.
So then it's
not going to be able to do it.
I'm like most of those people who are like, Carmelo Anthony, I've always said he's very, 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 very good. Not a superstar.
He's absolutely a superstar.
this year, I have switched sides.
Yeah.
I think he is absolutely a superstar.
The man.
But he does – He lacks.
He lacks the competitive fire.
Yeah, he lacks the fire.
But he doesn't. But that's just who he is. You know, it's
sure,
not.
But it's the same thing with David Wright that bothers me. You know,
you don't think David Wright has competitive fire?
Not enough to carry a team over the finish line.
I mean, but baseball's. I mean, we can do this. Baseball's extremely different. Sure. in the sense that you need four players at least in the lineup, not even starting pitching. You need four players in your lineup to be absolute power, well, not power hitters, but production-wise, that's what you need. That's
basketball,
exactly what
though.
You need.
You don't need bombers, as you would say, in your starting rotation.
You need two of five guys that will give you 20 points, five assists, five rebounds.
Well, we have that this year in spades.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because when Porzingis goes into a funk, he just think. I know what he's thinking when he's on the court. He goes, "These guys will carry it." Sure. Which you can't do. And he's young, and he's gonna figure that out. He'll figure that out.
Is he 22 now?
Yeah, he'll absolutely figure that out. And because you have to look at it like, I got to take over too. I got to be involved. I want the ball. Kyle O'Quinn is learning from Joakim Noah, and that's what's helping Kyle O'Quinn take that next step. No, nowhere near an elite center. Nowhere near a very good center. He's becoming
a good, solid,
serviceable basketball player.
From Queens. Queens native.
Jamaica.
J-Town.
But
I always get frustrated when, you know, he's in a funk right now, Porzingis, right?
Yeah.
Do you prefer guys to shoot their way out of that during a game?
Depends on where we are in the standings.
Or do you just say, I'm ice cold, I'm facilitating?
If you're in last place, if you're like we were when we finished 17-65.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, isn't that great? That got you Porzingis. Think about that. You Porzingis. If you're in that place, I say, shoot yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Try to figure it out. If you're... There's 10 games left in the season, and you're a half game out of eighth place for a playoff spot. You got to pick and choose your spots.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing though with certain basketball players. Like Brandon Jennings will. I'm not going to shoot. He's going to shoot.
Yep.
Porzingis has a little bit more. I don't know if it's patience or
that's basketball IQ too.
Yeah, I think it's also the ability to learn from his mistakes. And that's maturation. I don't think Brandon Jennings cares about mistakes because he knows for every mistake there'll probably be two buckets.
Which to is some fine. Extent is a decent philosophy.
It's a decent philosophy,
you know.
Yeah.
If he was a better shooter,
yeah,
you know,
that's the problem. And we're gonna go on about Willie Hernan Gomez. That kid is great. I mean, what a fucking find. Thank you, Scott Simpson, for the New York Knicks scouting department, who came into the shop and told me he found Hernan Gomez. Much appreciated.
Kostas Kuzmingis.
Oh, the other white guy. Yeah. Wow, is he good too? Yeah. He can play ball too. Mandzauskas Kuzminskas from Latvia. No. Yes. No. Lithuania. Porzingis is from Latvia.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure
this for this big guy. He shoots the three pretty well. Interesting.
They're both very fast, which is something you don't get. You don't get two over 6'10" white guys who can run with a ball in their hands. It doesn't usually
and not look like they're just flailing.
Yeah, like them. Those funeral parlor monument spring guys.
So, let's get to Phil Jackson.
And
how can't keep his mouth shut.
You got to shut the fuck up, man. I mean. We all know Melo's a ball hog. This is not new. But I think we were talking about this the other day where I was talking about this to a guy who came into the shop who was telling me, you know, Phil's wrong and this and that. But this is just regular Phil who has had Kobe and Jordan and Shaq and talked this way about them. Melo is not those guys. You have to understand something about Melo. Melo's a New Yorker. And he's emotional, and it gets to him, and it's not productive for Melo. And I know you have that mentality of, well, you can't let it get to you. Has anybody ever watched soccer? Those guys, it's all emotion. A manager says one bad thing, they want out. They want out. Melo doesn't want out, but Melo's just telling Phil, ego.
He's the first guy to rankle the chains of Carmelo Anthony to the point where Melo, in public,
doesn't want
to
talk.
Is saying like, nah, fuck him.
I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
He's left two post-game interviews short because he just doesn't want to talk about Phil Jackson and what Phil Jackson thinks. And Melo had a pretty good comeback the other day. He said, I'm sure it'll be in his next book.
I thought
that would be fucking great. That's great. That's a great comeback. But Phil Jackson's just got to learn to shut the fuck up. And be the president of this team.
Well, but Linda, well, can you look this up? Phil Jackson's record as the president of the Knicks. I mean, it's
it's way below 500. It's skewed though. It's skewed.
Why is it skewed?
Because he started off with Quincy Acey and Cole Aldrich as his center and power forward because we were the collective bargaining agreement hadn't happened yet and we had no money.
So, when do we start holding him accountable for the performance
after
of the team?
This year? This is the year. If we fail, if we don't make the playoffs this year, I will hold Phil Jackson accountable. Okay. Because he built
the winner here.
Yeah, but he built this team from, this is the scratch team. What did he start with after last season? 3 or 4 guys? I mean, he built this team from scratch. And I think it also, if the rookies didn't work out, which they seem to be, if the rookies didn't work out, you'd have to look at your scouting department too, and you have to look at all that.
Save Scott Simpson, of course.
Well, listen, Scott Simpson's got to be saved. I think he's related to OJ. He's white. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
He's not related to OJ. So
really racially charged show here.
Yeah, this is important. We got to get the matters out. And I was talking to this dude who came into the shop, and he said to me, "Well, think about Melo and think about what he is." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Melo doesn't care what anyone says about his pockets or about his brand. Melo loves basketball. He cares about his game because he's tried to perfect his game to everybody's standards. He fine-tuned it this way, fine-tuned it that way. More passing, more defense, more this, more that. And I think it's going to come to a point where he's just going to say, hey, ship me out to Cleveland."
Yep.
And I don't – that would be the most
I got bad
damaging
news for you.
Team.
That might be this year.
No.
It could be.
They don't have – there's no trade that would happen for Cleveland and us because they don't have a piece that we want.
So when do you see that happening?
It would happen in the offseason, and you'd have to trade him to a contender. But the thing is, a contender is not going to want to give up players. They're going to want to give up picks. And when you start giving up a Carmelo Anthony, okay, you get 2 first-round picks, right? Whatever. If they're a contender, it's a late first-round pick.
Sure.
So you have to give me a player. Like, the only team I would even think about trading Carmelo Anthony to is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you have to give me Wiggins, LaVine, and a first-round pick.
That's ridiculous.
That's what you have to give
that's
me.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what you have to give me.
That's crazy.
Exactly. What are you going
to
get?
You're lucky to get Wiggins straight up.
No. Wiggins having it down you. Wiggins
come on.
He's having it. Look at his numbers.
No, whatever. You think that's going to continue for his NBA career?
I don't know, but I know that the Minnesota Timberwolves are horrible.
Carmelo Anthony's what, 34?
31.
31?
31.
Yeah. Here's Phil Jackson's record as the Knicks president, by the way. 61-125.
Okay.
Can't even get on the bus.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
But what do you want? Like I said, it's all about this year.
Okay.
It's really all about this year. Because he was handcuffed with that James Dolan fucking bullshit where he...
James Dolan doesn't get enough heat. Like,
yeah,
we shit on Woody Johnson constantly.
I know.
James
we're
Dolan
about to.
Is just as bad, if not worse... than Woody Johnson.
No,
come on. He's handcuffed
difficult.
The Knicks.
Boy, it's funny.
He can't keep his mouth shut either.
It's amazing because all our teams, well, you're not a Jets fan, but all our teams that we love, our owners are cuckoo birds.
Yep.
And assholes.
Well, I give the Giants credit. They have a good owner.
They do.
A good, stable owner.
Yeah. I mean, they care. It seems like their owner actually cares about their team. I mean, you haven't made the playoffs in 5 years, but that's neither here nor there.
It's a little low blow for you.
We lost 2 rings in our lifetime.
That's fine. You can have them.
I haven't seen anything.
And you're never going to. You're never going
to. And you're never going to see a ring if you stay with him.
Well, that's true.
We planned that.
We planned that. That's a plan. There's no rings going on anybody's fingers. I mean, unless it's a Nuva ring. You know what I'm saying, folks?
I hear you.
Do you know what I'm getting at?
You can get Plan B on Seamless now.
Yeah.
In case anybody was wondering.
Yeah, we ordered a whole case, Linda.
That's good. I hope she's not in charge of delivery.
She's paying the COD. But with the idea that Phil Jackson, I mean, he's proven he's just an out-of-touch old white guy.
Yeah.
And that he is better in the shadows than he is in the light of day. It's only now that you're seeing the team win that Phil is talking. And that is what's so upsetting.
It's a great point. I didn't think of it that way. It's true. When the Knicks were, you know, 2-74,
you never even saw him.
Find him.
He was fucking Jeannie Buss in Montana, wherever, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, wherever they have their place.
I really do think that he just likes the limelight, though.
Of course he does.
So right now, for the past couple of years, he's kind of been in the shadows.
I mean, do you see Phil Jackson ever being the president of Oklahoma City?
No. But that's the reason why he's talking. He finally has something to say. Not necessarily something to say, but like he has the ability to say something and people are listening and caring.
Yeah.
And he wants to get back into, like, he doesn't like being in the shadows that long.
I mean, if you want to call in and talk about this, 718-928-9732.
Yeah,
we have a new call-in system, and let us, you know, if you're listening out there, anyone, let us know if it's working by calling us. And
By the way, Andrew Wiggins' numbers is 22, 2.3, and 4.
What was his numbers last year?
Yeah, guy's having a down year. Guy's having a down year.
Look at his numbers from last year.
And how old is he? 16?
No,
this guy's gonna have an amazing career.
He's
come on.
21.
Come on.
Okay. You gotta
exactly.
give me. You gotta give. Yes.
You're out of
you gotta give me all three. You gotta give me Levine, Wiggins, and a pick. That's what you have to give me. And I'm sorry.
Like if you get Levine and a wig.
I'm sorry. Give me a Wiggins wig. Give me a wiggity wiggity.
So Phil Jackson, keep your mouth shut
the
because
fuck up,
what
man.
All of he's doing is he's pulling focus from the team, and he's in Melo's head.
Yeah, he's
that's never good. And that's I mean, look, that is a weakness of Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah,
that the president of basketball operations can affect you to the point where it hasn't creeped into his play yet. If anything, it might motivate him to play a little bit better.
I think it has. He had 35 points the other night.
Yeah,
I mean. It's his third 30-point game in, I think, four games.
But,
33?
Okay. As the pragmatic, Knicks fan, got a clock. Our clock's cleaned by Cleveland.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we're not there yet.
Right.
We're not there
but
yet.
We're feeling good at 13-10.
Yes.
Some of that it's a soft 13-10.
That's fine.
That's fine.
What's the old saying? You got to beat these teams. These are the teams you have to beat. And for the most part, you're beating them.
Yeah.
And the big one was the Bulls. That was a nice important win. Yeah, and that was a nice important win. That was a statement win for us. I think now we're in the West Coast now we're not home till December 22nd. We have I think the Lakers tonight.
Lakers, yeah.
Then the Suns.
It's gonna be a good game tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna try to figure this out.
Press a button.
We're figuring it out. Hello?
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Wait, no, that did something.
I think you just have to press that one over there.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Hello?
Oh,
there
it
is.
I think we got it.
Hello?
Is it working?
It's working.
It's working. I figured it out.
Oh.
He pressed a lot of buttons.
Good.
I don't know if he figured it out.
This is Ronaldo the Great.
I did what I had to do. It worked. I mean,
so,
I read the manual.
Okay. What was I thinking about? Oh, the Giants. Oh, yeah. You said something about the Giants having, stable management?
Ownership, not management.
Ownership?
Yes.
What's so stable about their ownership?
It's been the same owner for 105 fucking years.
Yeah, so what? What does that fucking mean?
That's stability.
Has it been a good team?
What?
Has it been a good franchise?
They won 2 Super Bowls in 10 years. I give them credit for that. But, I mean, one of them's a fluke. I understand.
Right.
I understand one of them's a fluke.
Right.
But you also have
to... One of the Super Bowls they went to, they got... shit kicked by the fucking Baltimore Ravens. Let's not even go down that road.
Okay.
When was the last time they had a decent running game? Running game.
Sure.
Not running back,
many
running
years.
Game. Many years. Let me ask you something. Do you think you're going to hold on to Eli when his last, tendon is falling out of his shoulder?
Yeah.
Eli Manning Eli Manning is their quarterback until he decides not to be a quarterback anymore.
Okay, so then that's stable ownership then, right?
Well, the only point I'm making with stable ownership is that the owner doesn't take away from the product on the field like Woody Johnson does.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
How?
When was the last time they had a good defense up until this year?
You're not getting it. Woody Johnson opens his mouth and then wants to become the ambassador for the UK. We're not talking about on the field. We're talking about off the field issues.
Right. Well, I'm not defending Woody Johnson.
What I'm telling you is we're talking about off the field issues. Like we're talking about with James Dolan off the court. problems.
Yeah, he's a cuckoo bird.
He's
yeah,
a cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
He wants to tell an old war veteran that he's an alcoholic in a letter.
I know the whole deal. I understand. Like New York, a big problem with New York sports, especially the teams that we root for some strange reason, you know, either they just stepped out of fucking Creedmoor or they're just going into Creedmoor.
Yeah.
You know, so it's disturbing.
It's true.
Even with the Mets, you can make a case for Looney Bird stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You could.
Well, Fred and Jeff.
Fred and Jeff and Mutz.
I mean, Jeff. The poster child for all that is definitely James Dolan.
Yeah.
He's the fucking poster child.
He's the worst. He's
and then the other guy that holds the rattle would be Woody Johnson. And then, you know, you want to discuss other things. Yeah, okay. Okay. But it's a shame. It really is a shame. Nobody has done an extensive article on that. Why our owners are like
out of their mind,
seriously crazy.
It's New York.
I mean, Dolan's crazy.
Dolan,
in my mind, is something wrong with him.
Yeah, he's probably listening now. And we'll be off the air in about 10 minutes.
Right, Woody is just one of those guys. You know,
it's a toy for him.
Yeah, it's a toy. You know, give me what, trains, football. All right.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, knucklehead over in Queens, you know, he'll trade the whole fucking team away for a fucking Safeway. You know? He would. He's that type of guy.
I know
how he thinks. He loves the Mets. And then they wanted to put up that fucking shopping center, Amway. They wanted to put an Amway next to Citi Field, but that fell through. I don't trust him either. So I'm glad. I will say one thing.
Amway's not shopping.
What? Right. You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I really have no idea what you mean. I will say one thing. The Knicks. I happen to think Phil Jackson is in love with himself, which is okay. He has every right to be. He loves himself. Many people don't love themselves, you know, and they have to pontificate the nonsense about why this guy should do this. Or Phil loves himself, and what Phil thinks is right is right. And
okay,
I tell you one thing: you can't argue with his results. Not with the Knicks, not yet. But I definitely see. I haven't seen a Knicks team like this in I would say at least 12 to 15 years. This is a good fucking team.
Well, 15 years ago, he made the finals. So
okay,
yeah.
So there's my barometer. It's not even like, I can say like, okay, they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to fart. They're going to look like shit for the next 27 years. This is not a team that looks like that. This
True.
Is a team that looks like it's going to get better if you let Phil, if Phil lives, first of all, Phil has to live, you know? They're going to get
sick?
Better.
Is he sick?
Phil has a bad heart.
No, he's got bad hips. No, he doesn't have a bad heart. He's got a bad hips.
I think we all need to love ourselves is the takeaway.
I'm going to let you go love yourself right now. So you go enjoy the day and love and live and prosper. I know. Love yourself. Oh, my God.
Love yourself. That's a good message.
That's my lineage there, folks. So,
27 years ago, there were two people loving each other. And
yeah,
then,
his autobiography, love yourself or go fuck yourself. One of the two. So, we're going to move on from ownership. I guess we're not moving on from ownership.
I will say, where the Giants ownership dropped the ball, though, was this Josh Gordon, Josh Brown, the kicker.
Bad. That's bad stuff.
That's bad.
But, I mean, they swept it under the rug pretty quickly. You're never going to hear from Josh Brown ever again. His whole life is over, pretty much. I'm going to get to the next topic, which is...
Order up.
Woodrow Johnson, ambassador to the United Kingdom.
It's great.
Woody Johnson, who owns the Jets, for those of you that are mentally incapacitated and can't reach the dial
for
to
those
turn.
Of you who are loving yourselves currently,
yeah.
Put your hand away.
Yeah. Woody Johnson owns the Jets, and Woody Johnson is a piece of shit. And I think I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, which has now become a famous rant among people, that I don't even want him to sell the team. I want him to die. And I'm still behind that 100%. But if he becomes the ambassador to the United Kingdom, they say, he said that he will no longer have a hands-on role in the day-to-day operations of the New York Jets. I read this morning, and I wanted to put it on here today. So I say, Trump-a-lump, please. I beg you. I know you're a piece of shit and a horrible man and a xenophobe and a homophobe and all that. And I can't forgive any of that. But please take him away from me. Please,
he'd Trump. Still own the team.
Yes, right? Yes. But
he wouldn't relinquish ownership.
He wouldn't relinquish ownership, but there would be someone else there to handle day-to-day operations. Please,
sometimes
Lord.
The devil you know is better than the one that you don't.
No.
Not in this case.
Not in this case, no. I'd rather have the devil. The actual devil.
You're a puppet.
You're nasty Johnson. You're a nasty Johnson. But listen.
I'm not wearing any pants.
But listen. He's my least favorite owner of all my sports teams because he clearly doesn't care. He doesn't. During the Monday Night Football game, which I'm going to get to in 2 seconds.
Is that over yet? Or the coach still driving?
No, they're still driving. It's still happening. He had these big, like, train conductor headphones on, and he was playing with his phone, and there was nobody else around him. Okay, Mr. Train Conductor.
Maybe he was loving himself.
I don't care what I know what he's not doing, loving his team. So I want that type of person away from my organization. At least with Fred and Jeff, you know, and Saul Katz and the rest of those fucking pyramid Ponzi boys. At least they're all talking to each other and everybody. There's many people.
Well, they clearly have a passion for the Mets.
Yeah,
the Wilpons.
And there's many people in the booth with them or in their owner's box. Dolan sits alone. Woody Johnson sits alone. Nobody wants to be involved. I bet Woody Johnson's a piece of shit. I mean, you could just look at him because he looks like a walnut with a tie on.
Well, I can't come back.
You can't come back from that. Good.
I also think that Sandy Alderson is the most trusted GM of all of the GMs and teams we're talking about.
Oh yeah.
I think Sandy drives the car to work every day.
Absolutely. I love Sandy, and I don't even. I mean, I like Mike Maccagnan too. And Mike Maccagnan couldn't have foreseen this. Sure. They said they're going to keep Maccagnan. They're not sure.
They're keeping Bowles.
They're
keeping Bowles.
They said they're inclined to keep Bowles.
God.
You know who that is.
Woody Johnson.
He's a piece of shit.
Right through it. Right? Who?
That's it. He hung up.
Which one? Who was a piece of shit?
Woody Johnson.
Well, Woody Johnson is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know that.
A walnut with a tie.
Yeah, it's a walnut with a tie. But... And that was the best call you ever did. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, we can go home now.
We're gonna leave 27 minutes at that air and just get home. But when you look at the New York Jets, I'm gonna go to the game on Monday night when we got beat 41-10.
Which, by the way, you could get a ticket to for $5.
$5.
It was empty.
I wouldn't have paid. I've seen teams quit before. I've seen teams quit on their coach. I've seen other teams. I've never seen one of my own teams quit. It doesn't happen. The Knicks were just bad. Whatever. The Mets had bad years, but they tried. Whatever. That team quit on Monday night.
Yep.
And I was not only embarrassed, I was disgusted to have to watch that, to be a Jets fan that night. I wasn't happy about anything I saw. And then afterwards, Fitzpatrick says he's not worried about the big picture of the New York Jets. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. You fucking asshole. You did this to us.
Whoa.
Bowles did this to us. I can't blame Maccagnan. Because other than Fitzpatrick, what was out there? Were you going to go with Gene?
At this point, might as well have.
But that's hindsight's 2020. Matt Forte's been fine. That's not a problem. You got no offensive line. Your defense quit on you. Darrell Revis is single-handedly sabotaging this entire team, and I want that money-hungry piece of shit gone.
And this is why.
I have a bigger issue with Revis than I do with Fitzpatrick.
Well, Fitzpatrick just sucks.
Well, no, Fitzpatrick. When he said, they said, "What do you need?" When they said Fitzpatrick, starting job's going here, how do you feel? Well, you know, for me, that's not a great situation, and I don't care about the big picture. Fuck you. They should just cut him.
I would have ate the money. After that,
that's a cancer. And Brandon Marshall, have been a cancer for this team together. Brandon Marshall's great. I'm not shitting on Brandon Marshall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm saying the two of them, like, he's my quarterback, he's my – that's not healthy for a team, especially when you suck like Ryan Fitzpatrick
does. But it was healthy when it was the third or fourth week of the season and you were 1-3 or 1-1 or whatever you were at that point. That was okay. And Brandon Marshall, I think, now realize this team's going nowhere. And if I were him, I like Brandon Marshall. The guy had 1,500 yards last year, 13 touchdowns.
He won't be a Jet next year.
He won't be. I don't want him to be a Jet next year because he's, to me, seems like such a nice guy and such a cool personality that I want him to win. So don't be here. And that's not because I don't like you. Just don't be here. But our wide receiving core, are the young kids that are coming up, Robbie Anderson's really good.
He's good.
Quincy Anunoah was really good. Javon Peak is really good. Those are three really – Jalen Marshall, jury's still out because he's injured.
Yeah.
But those three guys are really good. If you could somehow maybe draft a wide receiver next year or – I mean, you got to go quarterback. I think it was Booger McFarland who said – and that's a real man.
Yeah.
Booger McFarland said that even if you're a bad team, like you're in the top 10 drafting every year, take a quarterback every year. You're sure to hit on one.
Sure.
And I agree to that philosophy to a point. You can't take a quarterback every year the first round, but if you're in the top 10, you're in the top 10 of every round. You could take them third or fourth round. You could do that. And I'm okay with that. But Nick Folk, you got to go too. You can't miss extra points, asshole.
Well, Nick Folk had a good career.
He had a great career. It's time to go. Yeah. It's time. You have to do an enormous rebuild. Enormous.
Bigger than the last time.
That was patchwork.
It's time to really suffer
and
to get better.
I was sold on Ryan Clady on that trade because you gave up and now I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Why would you give up a fifth round pick for Ryan Clady? Because Ryan Clady sucks. He sucks. Nick Mangold's finished. He's done. Breno Giacomini, that guy can't control his temper. When he can control his temper, he's a pretty good right tackle. But
when he's not sending you back 15 yards on every other play.
But he can't control his temper. So he's got to go too. Ben Isolana sucks. James Carpenter sucks. The only player on your offensive line, and I can't believe I'm saying this because 2 years ago I wanted him gone, is Brian Winters, who's really stepped up. He's pretty good. You got no tight end. Why aren't you using Austin Seferian Jenkins?
Yeah.
Why aren't you using that guy?
Is he hurt?
No.
Is he arrested?
No.
Yeah.
I think we threw to the tight end last week. That was the eighth time this year we've thrown to a tight end. Eight fucking times. Okay? Where is Bilal Powell gone to? I don't see him anymore either.
So isn't this Bowles?
I don't know what it is. I mean, I want Bowles gone because if they quit like that, that means they don't care about you.
Yeah, and they don't respect him.
And they don't respect him.
Yep.
And I want Chan Gailey gone too because this run pass shit. And especially with a guy that's got no arm like Fitzpatrick, you can't throw the deep ball. Listen here, Bryce Petty can throw the deep ball, but I don't think he's the answer. He's inaccurate, and I know it was his first. It was his first half on Monday that he played. He's inaccurate.
Well,
though.
The problem is
that can be fixed.
He's stepping into a team that doesn't give a shit anymore, so it's not really a true test of who he is.
It's stepping into a puddle of mud. That's what you're doing. And somebody's saying, throw the fucking ball. Throw the fucking ball in this puddle of mud, you. And let's hope some asshole we never heard of catches it.
You think Sheldon Richardson's gone?
He should be.
Mo Wilkerson?
No. Mo's got to stay. When you're a veteran, Mo hasn't really shown that he's quit. I don't think Mo just knows it's bad. And then you got a defensive line that's really, really good. But they're younger guys, so they quit. Lorenzo Maldon, Leonard Williams, Darren Lee. They don't know any better.
Has Darrell Revis always been a dickhead?
Yes.
All right.
Just want to make sure
that you knew that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Because
when he strong-armed us for money.
In a diner? When he wouldn't play?
And then said, oh, you know what? I'll go to the Buccaneers. And then goes, oh, I'll come back. And then goes, no, I'll go to the Patriots to win that championship. Can I have $22 million? Sure, you're Darrell Revis. Come on. I mean,
you were with you were with that though. Everybody was on that. Oh, Darrell's back. Darrell's back.
I know I was
with
it. Come on. We were going to talk about this.
Yeah,
he is the great, the second greatest corner ever. It's Deion and then Darrell. I mean, look at Darrell Revis's percentage of guys that have not had 100-yard games against him. It's ridiculous. He is so good. He is so. Just look at Darrell. Just Darrell Revis' stats. You'll see the stats. Go to ProFootballReference.com.
But I always go back to this argument that I look at the whole package of a player. Guy's an asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Jets. I will always love the Jets. It's never going to stop. But you've won one Super Bowl in 54 fucking years. You've been to the playoffs 12 times in 54 fucking years. Something's got to give. I mean, I know Woody Johnson owns 70 or 75% of his team. He doesn't own 100% of it. Can't the minority owners say, we want to buy you out? Can't somebody do something? I mean, it's awful. It's truly the worst. And I don't understand why. I mean, Jet fans just go, oh, same old Jets. What the fuck is wrong with you? Do something. Somebody say something. This is horrible.
Remember when Steve and your father were going to go down and apply to be the GM?
They might have gotten it. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from Cagnan because I think his draft picks are going to work out.
Yeah.
And
he finally cleared out what's his name's.
All of the Idzik. We closed the book on Idzik and Ryan this year, which is what we needed to do to get better. And, well, it was actually last year. I mean, that 10-6 team, though, if you thought that was a really, really great team.
Again, I'm going to use the same reference. It was a soft 10-6 team, you know? They're comparable to the New York Giants of this year. You know, and what I mean is they stacked their record very early against shitty teams and then had a tougher schedule. And, you know, they didn't. They couldn't close.
And I want to I'm giving a plea to the NFL. I know you hate us. I know you hate us. But can you not have us play the Packers, the Steelers, the Cardinals, everybody in 6 weeks in a row? Can you give us a fucking break? And you did it last year to us, too. And we were a little bit better last year. And we got through most of those games. But, I mean, come on. I mean, we beat the Patriots last year in New England, you know?
It's really funny how on Twitter right now everyone's asking for Trump to give Woody Johnson a job.
Take him.
Everyone's tweeting.
Well, and this is sort of it's funny because if you're a sports fan, you're waking up, it's kind of a dream, right? You're like, all right, let's send Woody Johnson out of here. Who did I love that could also be in the Trump administration? How about Bobby Valentine?
Yeah.
Anybody got a job for Bobby Valentine?
Bobby Valentine's going to be the ambassador to Japan.
It's just crazy.
Can I be the ambassador to the Greater Manchester area?
Well, he hasn't.
I thought that was a joke. No, that's real.
I mean, it hasn't happened, but we'll see.
And Woody Johnson's not necessarily going to get the job.
But here's the other thing. Who's the leader of the Small Business Administration? Linda McMahon. Fucking Vince's wife got picked to lead the Small Business Administration.
One of the biggest businesses in America.
And they don't even give fucking health care to the wrestlers. Everybody's an independent contractor, and they don't give out health care. It's great. Everybody's fucked.
Yeah, that's the way of the world
Darrell
right
Revis,
now.
Darrell Revis.
Scumbag.
28 interceptions in his career.
Mm.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah. He was one of the best. He's one of the best. And you can when he was rocking and rolling, it was Revis Island for like 6 years. Man, nobody could get near him. Nobody. And I'll miss the play.
Yeah.
The play I'll miss. I won't miss him.
I want him to get off my team. The great cornerbacks, too. You know, you see so many guys with under 100 yards. Quarterbacks not even throwing that way.
No.
Sherman has that effect, too.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. I remember games when Dave would be over and friends would be over and they would say, where the fuck is Darrell Revis? You know why you're not hearing about Darrell Revis? They're not even throwing near Darrell Revis.
Yep.
He was that much. You shut down half a field.
Yep.
He was the best at one time. And I'll miss that play. I won't miss Darrell Revis, though, for what he's done to us. Now to another team that is on the skitty, skitty sliding. The New York Football Giants, everybody. I was told Le'Veon Bell wasn't going to have 100 yards last
week. And you know, going into that third, and towards the end of the third quarter, I was looking prime. Okay. I was right, and then he broke one for like 20 yards, and that was it.
Who told you the Steelers were going to smoke you?
Well, I don't think they smoked.
Yes, they did. The score doesn't reflect that, but they did.
Well,
they absolutely did.
I go by the score.
Ben Roth. Ben.
I mean,
no. He only
works by numbers. Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, sure. Ben Roethlisberger tapped that ass.
You're a puppet.
He tapped that ass, and you know what? Tonight, Dak Prescott's going to tap that ass.
This is a fascinating game. First of all, I'm shocked that the Giants are only getting 3.5. They're at home. I get it. And as Healy says, they're at home, and it's a divisional game. I think the Cowboys will beat them by more than 3.5.
Oh, absolutely.
The unknown factor is Dak, prime time, in the cold. This is the Steve McGrath argument.
Okay, that's fine. How about this? They don't have to go to Dak all the time. If you give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott 30 times, he'll have 170 yards tonight. He'll have 170 yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns. That's what he will do.
Say it again. He's going to have 170 yards?
If he has 30 carries tonight, he will have 170 yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns. If he has the bulk of the carries. And I also think something about the Giants that people aren't realizing. Hey, yeah, you're 8-4. What a fantastic thing. You've won all 8 games by 47 points combined. Please.
In the words of Joe Sonnenblick, you got to win those games. They're beating the teams you got to beat. You got to win those games.
You beat the Bears by 4.
You got to win those games.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Fantastic.
I told you that they weren't going to trounce the Bears.
But people are telling me, oh, the Giants are back and this and that and the other.
They're
awful.
They're not awful.
They're going to be 8-8. They're going to finish 8-8.
They're not awful.
Okay. And when they finish 8-8 and don't make the playoffs again,
yep.
What's going to happen?
I can't tell you that.
Exactly.
Jason Pierre-Paul's out. He's done for the year.
Yeah.
That's big.
You're missing a hand.
That's
there.
That's huge. Yeah.
Missing a big hand there.
Well,
a big hand is missing there.
I got it. Well,
you know, you can't do anything without your hand.
A walnut and a tie.
A walnut and a tie and a one-handed man together.
What happens if the Giants beat the Cowboys tonight? 9-4.
Right? You're 9-4. Probably get the wild card.
Get the wild card.
Probably.
Yeah.
Then you'll
and you always say, what do you say about the Giants? They're a what?
Momentum-based team. Right? They have none. Well, they have none.
You don't think beating the Cowboys would propel them a little bit?
No, momentum means you keep going.
I got it.
They had the momentum, and then they lost.
In motion stays in motion.
Yes.
But we're living in a fictional world where they're going to win. That would be momentum. That would be momentum building.
Right.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, well, they're not going to win.
Thank you.
They're going to continue.
I've retained the services of Linda Peralta, law firm.
They're going to continue their velocity of losing, and we're going to get to the picks right now.
Okay.
What do you got, Linda?
Steelers at Bills. Pittsburgh gives 3.
The Buffalo Bills,
better team than you thought.
But they're an anomaly because they're not. They got beat last week.
Yeah, that didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Steelers because
wrong everywhere last week.
For the most part, we were wrong everywhere. Yeah, the Steelers
had a rough week last week.
I think the Steelers are gonna beat the Bills. I think Ben Roethlisberger sees that the playoffs are definitely an option.
I think that the Steelers are gonna smoke the Bills.
Smoke. How many? 3 touchdowns?
7 to 10.
Oh, you think they're going to win by 7 to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, smoking to me is like 3 touchdowns.
Oh, No. I think it'll be closer than that, but I can see them winning by 10 points.
Okay.
Broncos at Titans. Tennessee gives 1.5.
Confusing because they still haven't said to me if Simeon
Who's starting.
Is Simeon starting? If Simeon is starting, the Titans are going to win. And if Paxton Lynch is starting, the Titans are going to win. So the Titans are going to win.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota. I'm totally wrong. Sorry, everybody. Yeah. I was totally wrong about him. He's the goods. And that team's getting better. And they could win their division.
I got the Broncos. We'll see.
Mm.
Redskins at Eagles. Washington gives 2.5.
The Eagles have totally fallen apart. The Redskins are going to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, I have the Redskins. I just don't.
This is Carson Wentz's growing pain
here. Okay.
And that's okay. I mean, the 4-0 start, everybody was, myself included, was like, well, maybe the Eagles can do something really special here. But
defense was good.
And then it wasn't.
It's not.
Cardinals at Dolphins. Arizona gives 1.5.
This is an interesting game.
Okay.
It's an interesting game.
Well, what I saw from the Miami Dolphins last week was the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
I know
when
that.
I had them.
I took the Ravens.
Yeah.
That's the one I had.
Yeah.
I think the Miami Dolphins continue. I don't think they're going to lose 38-6. I think they're going to lose something like 24-13.
Yeah, this game's not close to me. No. For the spread to be as close as it is, Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers at Panthers. Carolina gives 1.5.
Another good game in terms of not necessarily quality football, but it could go either way.
Chargers, man. I was wrong about the Panthers last week. The Seahawks done fucked them up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they got destroyed.
Oh, I had the Seahawks. That I saw coming because okay. I didn't think they wanted to hurt Cam Newton.
Yeah, you said
bad.
That. I think the Chargers are 1 year away. I don't know if Philip Rivers has that year left, but I think they're 1 year away from being a pretty good team. And it's going to suck.
I mean,
that
they were a pretty good team this year. They only had one extra minute.
Yeah. I mean, and also it's going to suck that they might not have a stadium or a place to play next year. That would be a bummer for them.
I'm going to go Panthers. I think Cam is a man on a mission today.
Okay.
You're a nasty woman.
Nasty.
Bengals at Browns. Cincinnati gives 5.5.
Who cares?
Yeah, this is.
Who cares? This is that time of football where you turn on the Arena League and you love yourself.
I'll have the meatloaf. Where's that from?
I don't know. I don't think that's from anywhere.
Gary Hart. I'll take the Bengals.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I'll take the Bengals.
Bears at Lions. Detroit gives 7.
It's Detroit. And I'll take the spread, too. I'm not big on – I don't usually care for spreads, but unless it's
– mustard? Yeah. I'll take the Lions.
What is going on?
Couldn't say that on the air.
Yeah. Spread, woman.
Wide open.
Yeah. Jesus Got Christ. It.
Please, don't be so formal. Call me Jason.
Remember the putty people?
Texans at Colts. Indianapolis gives 6.5.
Are you hungover? Because I'm hungover.
I'm not hungover.
I'm trying to push through.
No, I drank 3 glasses of wine when I went home.
Attaboy.
I did some cocaine as well. Yeah, go ahead.
I just said it.
What was that?
Texans I'm on cocaine. At Colts. Indianapolis gives 6.5.
Texans at Colts.
Hmm.
Who's Colts. Giving up 6?
Indianapolis.
You.
The
Colts, I think.
6.5.
Brock Osweiler is
perhaps
4 years, 72. You want to talk about a bad 4 year deal. Yep. There it is.
Well, we'll talk about it next year when he's the quarterback of the Jets.
Oh, please.
It's the Colts. I don't know if they cover that spread, but the Colts are gonna win the game.
Colts.
Vikings at Jaguars. Minnesota gives 3.
I'm telling you right now, this is the week that Blake Bortles.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Oh, my God. You missed him again, everybody. He popped up from behind the console and ran out of here like a gabawaki.
I've given up on Blake Bortles.
Have you?
I have. Guy's made a
I gave up on him when he was drafted.
His monkey made a monkey out of me every week.
Yeah, he sucks.
Vikings all the way.
He said this has been a nightmare of a year. Boy. It's going to be sad when you're the backup for the Cardinals next year, too, Blakey.
Jets at 49ers. San Francisco gives 2.5.
Let me tell you something. I don't even want the Jets to show up. I want.
Don't worry, they won't.
I just want Muhammad Wilkerson playing.
Yep.
That's it. That's your old defense. And I bet we could still hold the fucking 49ers to 6 points. I think the Jets win today. And they shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
They shouldn't. And I think they do. I throw a lot of deep balls.
His face was.
I have no interest in this game. This is.
I don't
either. This game is like. No, it's too graphic. Never mind.
Okay.
It's. Yeah, exactly. This is like when your toilet won't flush properly.
Yeah. Like shit.
Yeah.
Like when shit comes out of your toilet, he's trying to say.
Well, no, like
and
when
it goes
you, when
back
you
up
flush,
into your body.
When you flush and like a little shit is stuck on the back of the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this game is like. It's going to be watching that shit fall down back into the toilet. Who cares?
For some people, that's an American pastime. Go
ahead. I think the 49ers killed the Jets today.
I don't know if Kaepernick's starting.
It doesn't matter.
You think Blaine Gabbert's going to kill us?
Blaine Gabbert.
Gabby.
Yeah.
Saints at Buccaneers. Tampa Bay gets 2.5.
This is interesting.
You know, the Saints fucked me like 3 weeks in a row. I don't pick them. I pick them. Banker player. I'm taking the Buccaneers.
I'm taking the Saints. I know the Bucs are at home. I could be wrong about this, but I took the Saints.
Okay.
Falcons at Rams. Atlanta gives 6.5.
Who cares?
It is another who cares. Is this the Monday night game?
No. This is
4:25. Okay. I'm going to be taking the Falcons.
Yeah. That's fine. Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
Seahawks at Packers. Seattle gives 3.
This is an interesting
game. This is a good game.
This is a good game.
And it's sad. This is on at 4 as well? It's sad that my game is on at 4, which means I can't watch the Seahawks and the Packers. That's sad. Because it's also going to be on Fox because we're in San Francisco. So, I want the Packers. The only reason I'm taking the Packers in this one is because there's like 7 inches of snow on the ground in Green Bay. Mm. And I think the Packers know what to do with that.
Yeah, I don't believe... Something wrong with Aaron Rodgers. We've been saying it.
He's gotten way better. No, his last six games.
No, but this Seahawks are too good.
In the snow?
Yeah. UBC.
UBC.
UBC, that defense is going to shut them down.
No, I got the Packers.
Seahawks.
Sunday night, Cowboys at Giants. Dallas gives 3.5.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.
Cowboys.
How about that tiki statue?
How about that statue?
How about it, Cowboys, man?
Cowboys win. Cowboys win by 10.
And you watch shows with talking heads like First Take. They're all Giants fans on that show. Oh, they're going to win big. 28-27. What are you, out of your fucking minds? The Cowboys are going to win 31-13. Put that down. Let's go.
Next.
Manahe. Oh, before. Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Ravens at Patriots.
That's Monday night?
The Monday night game. New England gives 7.
Oh, I like that spread. I like the
Ravens. Yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Spread. I'll take the Patriots in that. Those are our picks for the week. We got about 3 minutes left. I want to talk about an actor who passed away that I love very dearly. Andrew Sachs, who played Manuel on Fawlty Towers, passed away this past week. 86 years old. If you haven't watched Fawlty Towers, you have to understand that American comedy in the 70s, all your WKRPs and Cincinnati's and Good Times and Laverne and Shirley, whatever shit that you were watching.
You don't like Good Times?
I don't like Good Times.
Love Good Times.
It's horrible.
Love it.
It's horrible. I like the Florida. Jeffersons. I like the Jeffersons because it was a spinoff of All in the Family. But Andrew Sachs played Manuel on Fawlty Towers, and he's an English guy playing a guy from Barcelona who's just bumbling. But he was so good and so dedicated to that role, and it's one of the tenets of comedy as far as I'm concerned. There's The Kids in the Hall, Monty Python, Fawlty Towers, and, The Upright Citizens Brigade, the show. Not anything they do in
it.
Fucking
Street.
Theater. The show. That's the tenet of great improvisational sketch, long-form comedy. So if you haven't watched Fawlty Towers, please do check that out.
Is it still on Netflix now?
No, they took it off everything. I don't want to ever tell you to torrent anything, but I used to buy them all on VHS, and when I torrented them, I didn't feel so bad. So they got my VHS money, so I'm going to say that. Also, one thing I wanted to get to before, I just forgot what I was going to say. That's a real bummer. Isn't that a horrible thing?
Yeah, well, we didn't get to any hot stove today.
Baseball. Okay, let's.
Baseball.
We got 2 minutes. Let's do that. Let's talk about Edwin Encarnacion being pursued by the Cleveland Indians, it looks like.
Very good.
Good fit for them. I think that's important.
They need Napoli's bat replaced.
The Chris Sale trade for the Red Sox, I don't know if that'll put them over the top in the AL East just yet. I have to see. They also got Mitch Moreland, which I think is a pretty good pickup. We'll probably DH for them.
Yep, very good.
I think that's a pretty good pickup for them. And thank you to the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the Washington
Nationals.
You talk
about a fumbling, bumbling Manuel.
Oh, and then Bryce Harper's reaction on Twitter was just the best. Yep. They traded away Lucas Giolito, that kid Perez, and another kid I can't remember for Adam Eaton, who's a center fielder. Oh, he's a right fielder. I'm sorry.
No, center fielder.
Well, he's a better right fielder.
He's going to play center in Washington.
And he's
going to Turner's going to short.
Yeah, and he's going to have a bad year in center because he's not a center fielder. He's a right fielder.
He's a center fielder.
I understand that, but he's better in right field. He's a better defensive right fielder.
You need to love yourself.
It's proven.
That's true.
So
Donald Trump of radio.
After the trade happened, Bryce Harper just texted, wow, ... And the whole world read that as, what the fuck did you
well,
just
not
do?
Only that, Danny Espinosa, they displaced him in center, doesn't show up yesterday at the Nationals Fan Fest, and then they traded him last night.
To who?
Angels.
Oh, okay.
Danny
Espinosa's
a good utility guy.
He's okay. He's a good off-the-bench guy. Sandy's being patient.
So are the Yankees.
The Yankees are being really patient. They did sign Holiday.
Chapman's back. The greatest ruse.
It was a great fleece. Yep. That was a great fleece Chapman. That they pulled off.
Give me your best prospects and we'll sign them back.
Yeah, no, that was a great fleece that they pulled off. I just want to see if the Yankees can move Ellsbury or Gardner. It's one of those guys.
Gardner's moving. Has to go somewhere.
I don't want to trade Curtis. I don't think they're going to trade Curtis. And the Jay Bruce offers seem to be null and void, underwhelming, much like our show, much like everything that's going on in America. Good night.